But Jim Kincaid is in Cooperstown, and we wanted to invite him on just to say what his thoughts are about being at the induction ceremony today. So, Jimbo, how are you, and what's new?
Hey, James.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on, and apologies in advance if you have any trouble hearing me. Upstate New York is not a premier for having cell phone service, but I've been having the best week in my life up here.
Yeah, you sound great, James, and I got to say, it was an incredible testament to your passion for the Big Hurt. James Kincaid is a Chicago White Sox fan. For you to go out to Cooperstown the same weekend Comic-Con was in San Diego.
It was a little bit of a tough choice, but not really at the heart of the matter, because, I mean, you know, alongside my dad, there's no bigger hero in my life than Frank Thomas.
So you put Frank Thomas alongside your dad in terms of hero, right?
My dad's one. Okay. Frank Thomas would be 1A.
Okay. How did Frank Thomas's speech touch you? Did you weep alongside Frank?
Say that again?
Did you weep alongside your hero, Frank Thomas, as he gave his speech today?
I think Frank Thomas and then myself were the two most emotional people at the ceremony today, probably. It was, seeing a big guy like that break down, it was, everyone in the place was feeling it.
Well, we're glad. I'm glad Marty scheduled you to come on today. This is, James, I'm sure your first trip to Cooperstown. What are your initial thoughts of such a small little hamlet in upstate New York?
At every turn, every ceremony, every event has exceeded my expectations, and it really is. And I'm going to keep saying this: it's Disneyland for baseball fans. I mean, the same way that the street leads right up to the castle right there at the end, it leads right up to the museum, and it's unreal.
Well, that's great. Tell us about some of the other speeches. Did you enjoy Tony La Russa? Because Bruce Jenkins said he thought that was one of the better speeches given today.
I enjoyed all of them. I thought Greg Maddux gave top to bottom the best one. There were no real lulls in his, and he was, you know, he had the whole place laughing. So he was a good one to start it off. I thought Frank Thomas and Joe Torre closed the best. They both Thomas said that there are no shortcuts to success. And Torre echoed that sentiment for all the kids out there that are baseball fans. I thought that was a really powerful statement from the two of them. And Tony La Russa, for all the Bay Area fans, and they were well represented. Yeah, he brought it home too. And I got to give a lot of love to Tom Glavine and Bobby Cox. They all really did a great job.
Pretty good stuff from our friend James Kincaid, who's a colleague of Marty and I's. He works at KNBR, and he's out in Cooperstown for the Hall of Fame induction this weekend, and I know it was a big trip for you. How hard was it for you to get up there to Cooperstown? Was it a major league trek?
It was a lot of planning, which is for me personally a long time in planning, and then for the trip itself about a year planning. I've had the hotel booked for a long time. We flew out to New York City. I got to the Yankee game, so we drove up to Cooperstown, and it's been worth every penny and worth every hardship of the trek along the way.
Now, is it dynamic pricing on the hotel? What do they hit you for in the hotel?
Yeah, good question.
too much money, but I booked it so far in advance. I think I escaped the Hall of Fame pricing pretty well. So I had it well scouted, and I had a lot of faith that this class was going to be one that I didn't want to miss, and that Frank would be right there alongside all of them, and turned out to be right.
All right, James, thank you. Pat, anything else?
I get such a kick out of James Kincaid because he's kind of a rock star in the comic book, in the whole Game of Thrones scene. He really is. Go ahead, James, plug your podcast, would you?
Every week you can get it on iTunes. It's the Best Damn Nerd Show. Yeah. We talk everything from comic books, sci-fi, pop culture, really a lot of everything on there. I appreciate that, Pecan. And also for you, I don't know if you saw the speech, but Frank Thomas did give out a War Damn Eagle for you.
Hey, you're going to get me all weepy up here. Hey, James, man, me and Marty get a kick out of you. A.J. Pierzynski had 3 hits for the Cardinals, so sorry about that. And, hey, get home safely, huh?
Thank you very much. Thanks,
all right, James. Nice to have you. Thanks for doing
that. He's a nice guy.
We got a lot of people. We got New York Jim is there. He'll be on tonight, I'm sure.
New York Jim is, seriously, he is a hardcore baseball fan.